Resistance is futile. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. God bless the fact-checkers, but the latest research shows they cannot save us. I talked with Dr. Linda Levine of UC Irvine. She studies social behavior and just released her latest research on the Irish abortion referendum of 2018. It was a very emotional campaign, and it was perfect for her experiment. A week before the vote, her team got 3,000 voters to complete an online survey about six news events that happened during this emotional campaign. What the test subjects were not told.
Four of these events really happened. Two of them we had fabricated.
So the survey asked each subject to describe how they'd heard about the news event and how it made them feel. And it turns out almost half the subjects claimed to remember news coverage of at least one of the phony events, especially if it conformed to their beliefs. They had detailed memories of how and where they'd heard these stories, even though they didn't actually hear them, since the stories were fake and there was no news coverage. Dr. Levine concludes it is frighteningly simple to plant fake memories that seem real, and fact-checking makes it worse because every fact-check begins by repeating the falsehood being checked.
And when you repeat information, even if you're repeating it to say this didn't happen, that can make the information more familiar.
And therefore, even more believable. Oh well. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.